This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله to all the brothers and sisters. Some good news that our brother Sulaiman is alhamdulillah safe and he's resting now. And we have our brother Abdul Aziz also, alhamdulillah, seems to be better compared with last night. It is very important for all of us to make sure that this Ramadan really benefit all of us. This Ramadan gives us the opportunity to be a better person, so that we are out from the prayer of Gabriel, because Gabriel did make dua, whoever entered the month of Ramadan and nothing benefit him or her, and his or her sin is not been forgiven. If that is how our Ramadan is, then Angel Gabriel make dua, "Oh Allah, don't allow this person to enter paradise." Chief of the angel make a dua, and the best of humanity make Amin, our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We were talking about dua last night. We are going to continue a bit about the power of dua. Allah said, "Ud'uni astajibu lakum." Call upon me. I'm going to respond to your call. Just invoke me. I will respond. But then Allah continued, like what He said to the Prophet, "Wa iza sa'alaka 'ibadi anni فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ الدَّعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ." If anyone among my slaves asks you, O Muhammad, where is Allah? How far is Allah with us? Say to them, "I am very, very close." إِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ الدَّعْوَةَ إِذَا دَعَانِ. I always respond to the call of anybody who call upon me, who make dua. But he put two conditions. Condition number one, there's two conditions. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي. You ask. Allah want you to ask. But He reminds us, whatever I want you to do, the minimum, not the maximum yet, the minimum that I want you to do, you respond to that first. وَلْيُؤْمِنُونَ بِ. After you have responded to that, you must have the faith. You must be sure that Allah will respond to your prayer. Allah loves us to have yaqeen, not to have doubt with Him. Now, look at this hadith that I like to share with all of you from Bukhari and Muslim. It started by saying, "La yazalu mustajabu li abdi ma lam yad'u bi ismi aw qati'ati rahim." Ma lam yastajil. Qila ya Rasulullah, mal istijal. Qala yaqulu qad da'awtu. Wa qad da'awtu falam ar yastajibu li. Fayastakhsiru inda dhalik wa yada' du'a. The dua, the supplication of any one of us continue to be granted as long as he or she does not supplicate for any sinful matter or something that will cut off the ties of kinship. That one you cannot. And he does not grow impatient. I will continue this and I'll give you some example. It was said to our Prophet, some companion said to the Prophet, "O Allah's Messenger, what does growing impatient mean? What do we mean by impatient in dua? When you ask Allah, normally we do have patience, but what is a saying of the Prophet about impatient here?" So the Prophet responds, "It is one saying, 'I supplicated again and again. I have been asking Allah not one, not twice, many, many times. But now I do not think that my prayer will be answered.'" Now you're having doubts. Then he becomes frustrated. Yeah, normally being human, we get upset. Ask, no response. Sudahlah. That is my expression. Yeah. He become frustrated and give up supplication altogether. No nila. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have informed all of us in Surah Az-Zumar, verses 53. "Qul ya ibadillazina asrafu ala anfusihim. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Inna allaha yaghfiru zunuba jami'ah. Inna huwa ghafur rahim." Allah command our Prophet to inform his ummah who love to make dua. "O my servant," the Prophet have to convey what Allah said to him, "who have wronged yourself, who are committing sin day one, day two, even in Ramadan, the sin still goes on. Nothing changed. Who have been asking Allah for guidance, still you don't want to follow the guidance. Nothing changed. Are you serious in your dua? Or are you just playing with God?" That's why they say, the Malay say, "tacak cakap tak seperti bikin." Is that what we want? Those who don't understand this saying can ask your fellow brothers and sisters, the Malaysian, what is the meaning of cakap tak seperti bikin? Allah said, "Say to my servant, my Ab, who has seen themselves, who have been so wrong to themselves, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Never, never give up hope when Allah is concerned. Don't do that. إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. Allah is ready to forgive all your sin جميعا. As long as you want to repent, as long as you want to change. Indeed, He, Allah, غفور رحيم. But one very important thing I like to end tonight. You know, the Prophet did mention the dua of a traveler is very powerful, very close to Allah. Especially if you are in the month of Ramadan, plus you are traveling, Allahu Akbar. Because it's not easy to travel in the month of Ramadan. To the extent that Allah said, those travelers, break your fast. Because Allah knows it's not easy. Time different, you know. Weather is going to be different. So the dua of a traveler normally is very powerful. Allah do not reject. So the Prophet sometimes mentioned a person who is traveling, his hair is covered with dust. You cannot organize yourself because you're traveling with the dust, with the weather, so you don't look very fresh. He normally lift up his hand to the sky. Of course, when you make dua, brother and sister, the adab, go this direction. Don't go this direction. We also don't know, some people up and then down, why they do that. They thought that they can just defend themselves from all the bad things by pushing their hand downward. No. All upward. The one that is going to protect you is not your hand, it's Allah. Nobody can push away whatever thing that is going to come with the hand. Except thing that you can. People want to corrupt you, push your hand down. But no, you push your hand up. People want to do anything haram with you, you respond with your hand. So this man, a traveler, when he prayed, he said, Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb. He asked Allah this and that for himself as a traveler. But his prayer was not been responded. He got confused because the Prophet said the prayer of a traveler is powerful. Allah will not reject. So he keep on asking, but he don't see any response from Allah. So he is very confused. He met up with the Prophet. He asked the Prophet, why? The saying the Prophet is true, it should happen. But when he was doing his dua, he don't feel anything at all. Then the Prophet said, this is very important. How can a person, when he raised up his hand up to the sky, Ya Rab, Ya Rab, asking for Allah, then وَمَتْعَامُهُ حَرَامٌ وَمَشْرَبُهُ حَرَامٌ وَمَلْبَسُهُ حَرَامٌ وَغُزِيَ بِالْحَرَامِ فَأَنَّ مُسْتَجَابُ لِذَلِقَ. Now the Prophet is responding. How can, when a person raise up his hand up to the sky, ask Allah for something that is good? Of course, we normally ask for what is good. But his food is haram. His drink is haram. His dress is haram. Now, this Arab, get more confused. He said, "Ya Rasulullah, I'm eating all halal food. I don't drink liquor. I drink all halal drink." If you're in Saudi, maybe, you always drink Zamzam. Zamzam is the most, water that bring a lot of benefit. And my dress is haram. No, I dress like you, Ya Rasulullah, Jubba. I dress like an Arab. What do you mean by my food is haram, my drink is haram, my dressing is haram? Then how can Allah respond to your prayer? Because إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيِّبَ لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا طَيِّبُ. Allah Akbar. Allah is good. He will never accept anything except everything that you do must come from good sources. What the Prophet now is saying, I'm not talking about you eating haram food. The income, the money that you use to buy the halal food is from a haram source. Normally, those who are very active in business, do you experience some halal and haram money? Do you experience that or not? No. Good. Alhamdulillah. Those who have authority, are you sure that your income is halal? When people ask for this, ask for that, do you make it easy or you make it difficult until something happens? It can be easy. You understand my language because we are Malaysian. Is that halal? Do you know something? Sometimes I was very upset. I am one of the advisors of the World Halal Council for more than 10 years, until today. People are not aware, but alhamdulillah, I like to be what I am. And people is complaining to me, you want to get halal logo? It's not easy. Until you do something non-halal. To get a halal logo, you must do a non-halal activity. We don't know why we make things difficult. Allah has informed us, قُلُوا مِمَّا فِي الْأَرْضِ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا. Eat and drink only what is halal. So you eat halal food, Kentucky, halal or haram? Brother and sister, Kentucky, halal or haram? I don't hear you. Halal. Don't say haram. They can sue you in court. Because they have a logo halal so big. And you still say haram. You must not have doubt. Qalas. Alhamdulillah. McDonald's halal or haram? Alhamdulillah. Pizza halal or haram? Pizza. I don't know because I hardly eat this food. But we know everybody love all this food. Fast and easy. Of course. But if you have haram money, you bring halal haram money, you can buy Kentucky. This money is rasuah, corruption. Now Kentucky become corrupted. It become haram because you use haram income to buy. You use riba money and you buy pizza. Pizza become pizza ribawiyah. And you use other haram money of the gray area. You go and buy jubah, kopiah, sajadah. Wow. But all are not halal income. That is what the Prophet is trying to say. Why your prayer is not been answered? Because you are not careful with your income. So if anybody still feel that there is some area that our income is in that category, see me other days and let us see how you can purify what you still have for the sake of Allah before all our prayer will not be accepted. Lastly, da'watul mar'il muslim li akhihi bi zahril ghaib mustajabah. The Prophet is saying to us again, the supplication of a Muslim for another Muslim in his or her absence will certainly be answered. Yeah? You understand it? A supplication of a Muslim for another Muslim brother or sister in his or her absence will certainly be answered. And the Prophet continued, every time he made a dua for good for his brother or sister, the angel appointed for this particular task say Amin. Do you know that when you pray for one another sincerely for the sake of Allah, what the Prophet is trying to, that means you are making a prayer without that brother know that you are praying for him. Without that sister know that you are praying for her. It's not that he asked or she asked. You feel for them and you pray for them. Really come from the heart. A sincere heart. No hidden agenda. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet said, will not be rejected. To the extent that the angel that is appointed by Allah to bring up the prayer of any of his servants, he himself will say, Amin, and then he will bring up to Allah. So please, when you feel for anybody, pray for them. You don't have to, brother, do you want me to pray for you? No need to ask. Of course you ask, please pray for me. If anybody will call me, do you want me? Please pray for me. Of course, I would love everybody to pray for me. But if you can pray for me without me asking, because you have that good feeling, that's something that I train myself when I travel, especially, wherever I am, how do I make my prayer? I can't remember everybody's name. I say, oh Allah, you know, my Jama'ah who has been here since the day we established this organization, bless them, oh Allah. Those who have passed away, reward them with all the good deeds that they have done and make them among the righteous people. And sometimes I go further. Oh Allah, I normally have this class, Wednesday class, I have Saturday class, Sunday class, whoever who participate, please keep themselves healthy, protect them. There's only thing I can do. If I go at least by names, 1, 2, 3, 4, then my tawaf is only for other people. What I'm doing, I say, oh Allah, you know better. Their needs, I don't know. But you know better, oh Allah. I'm asking for the best. Make us together here, today, hereafter. Reward them with all the reward that you have promised. They have been kind to us. Show mercy and kindness to them. Inshallah, we hope all of us will have this good feeling. And may Allah accept our prayer. Lastly, the Prophet also warned, "La tad'u ala anfusikum." The meaning of this is a long hadith. I make it easier for everybody to understand. Do not invoke curses on yourself. Don't ask anything that is not good for yourself. Or on your children, don't ask anything bad for your children. Even they are not being kind to you, faithful to you, they disobey, they hurt you so much. Don't ask. Hold on. Or on your possession, whatever you are taking care of, that you should happen to do it at a moment, then the application will be accepted. And Allah let it happen. You will regret to that. I know sometimes being parent, you have hard time with children. Children are not grateful, not thankful. You give everything to them. And they cut you off. They don't care about how you feel at all. They are not been well. They don't even call you. They don't even want to visit you. Have you come across children like that? Not yet? Alhamdulillah. But if you come across children like that, don't pray for their destruction. May Allah forgive them, guide them back, make them realize who they are. Without us, they are not here. Parents have gone through a lot of suffering and pain. Our duty is just to be humble. Because if not, then Angel Gabriel is going to make dua again. And he have made that dua. Remember the three dua that Angel Gabriel made? I end with the second one. He said, "Oh Allah, don't allow any children who still have parents, elderly parents, old parents, sick parents, but they are not dutiful to them. They don't care about their parents. They have no time for their parents. Parents don't need a lot. Give a call. How are you, Mama? How are you there? Can you give a call? No, I have no time." Whoever are not dutiful to the parent, when the parents are alive, what the angels say, "Oh Allah, don't allow them to enter paradise." Na'udzubillah. Who amin this dua? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah protect us and our children. I think all of you have the answer about your homework. A and B, C and M become a victim. La darara wa la dirar. Min husni al-Islam, al-mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni da ma yaribuk ila ma la yaribuk. Another homework. Why? Who is C and M become victim? Inshallah. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Subhanakallahumma bihamdi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka.